Well, I'm very excited about this session today, and thank you all for joining me and all of us this morning in this first session where we're working with all levels of actualism. And whether you've just begun working with your star or you've had many lessons in actualism, there's one thing that will always be central to your work. We do this as our higher self, as the being of light that each of us is. Now, if we forget this, the work is hard. And I think we've all had that experience where it seems very hard and we realize we're not really opening to the inner support that we have. If we remember, then doors open. So a crucial part of this core truth is that we don't work alone. As infinite and eternal beings of light, we support each other. We merge and unify to amplify the strength of the light that's turned on when we let thought direct our energy. As individuals, we may feel alone, small, relatively powerless in the face of our difficulties. And this is where of the way our beings of light unify in mutual support is so very important. We've got family. The family of light that is beyond issues of personality. So in this family, there are no crazy uncles, no in-law problems. It's more like your favorite aunt who loves you unconditionally, but multiplied infinitely. We're never apart from this family's strength and assistance. But many people never know this. And most of the rest take too little advantage of it. So there's a little thing we do, easy but very important. With thought, we magnify presence. The presence of the being of light we are. It's not that it becomes more present, because it's already infinitely so. But we become aware of it, and awareness is the key to making it real in life and deeply experienced. And with awareness, we become deeply receptive to presence. We feel held and permeated, light, lifted, loved. I suggest that you become really good at this just by practicing whenever you have a moment. And I think at every level of training, however long you've been doing this, this is something we could become better at. I know I can. So if you're sad, magnify presence in your heart. Any discomfort, magnify presence in it, as well as the light. And open to the experience of something devoted and pure, being intimately, totally present right there. The more you magnify presence, the more filled with it you'll be. And the more sense of your spiritual family of light you'll have sustaining you. Magnify the presence of your immortal and your union with other beings of light, and let yourself be receptive to their support no matter how chaotic things are. And you'll feel steadied, strengthened, and validated. Your family of light always has your back. You won't feel that your space is being invaded or that you have to be a certain way because this family is present. All beings of light support you being who you actually are, providing a sense of added presence and assistance that's not intrusive but is constant and secure. They give unconditional regard and acceptance. No strings attached. So just being aware of this presence, you thereby magnify it. We'll enter into an experience of this now. So close your eyes if you wish, and do uncross your legs and arms. So sit comfortably, or lie, or stand, or walk if you're listening on an MP3 later. Relax and breathe easily. You don't have to work at this. Now let your brain harmonize with its awareness with a place 6 inches above the center of the top of your head. A clear place in consciousness. That's the source of the awareness of your higher self. And that radiant awareness flows down into your brain to start the process of gathering and enlightening. Or maybe you already started this morning. It'll deepen it and expand it. And you'll find that there is a lift to your awareness, a slight change in its quality. Not everywhere. Not all of your awareness is enlightened at once. But as it's lifted in and like more and more joins in. Now let radiant awareness flow along your nerves throughout your body. Touching in all the way down to the nerves in your legs, feet, toes. So you sense your contact with the earth. On the floor. And you enlighten your sensory awareness, your sense of being alive in a body. You're also a being of light, a spiritual self, living in this body that's created of light, of life energy. There's a lot to sense there. Now focus radiant awareness flowing from above your head into your heart. Expand it into your blood passing out through your arteries and capillaries and veins, and the capillaries into the fluids throughout your body, bathing your cells. Bring it also into your liver, your glands. All these areas to enlighten emotional awareness. And as some of it becomes enlightened, you may be more aware of parts that are uncomfortable emotionally. And they'll be part of the session. Feel as the radiant awareness flowing from above goes throughout your whole body, enlightening knowing, feeling, and sensing awareness in every part. Nothing left out. Now move on a flow of this enlightened awareness up out of the top of your head and into the clear place 6 inches above your head. Call it the upper room. Place to be in clarity. And get a broader perspective on things from a more lighted viewpoint. And here, of course, is your star. So think of it and feel as it comes alive, coming bright and radiant with crystal clear energy of purity. Energy that purifies, that illuminates. Just settle into it. And here, in the light of your star, think of the being of light that you are, your own higher self, that is the source of the energy in your star. However you think of it, feel it, sense it, just let yourself experience that. We don't control this experience. We open to it. Sometimes it's more, and sometimes it's less, and sometimes it's not at all. Whatever it is, relax with it. And think of your higher self, the being of light that you are, unified with my higher self. We already are. We do this whenever we're with another, speaking to another, thinking of another. And the fact that you're unified as a being of light with everybody else here, over 40 people, all together in light. And when we work with light, others, we don't know who they are as personalities, but as beings of light, joining in, sharing the light, adding to it, supporting it, our family of light. Because that's what we do as beings of light. We support each other. And light, when we turn it on and work with it, is a very strong vehicle for that support to be available to us. So think of your star opening to downpour crystal clear energy down through your body, over it, around it. Let your body relax into this flow. You're in the shower in the morning and just feeling that flowing over you and helping you de-stress. Think of the soles of your feet being open so this flows right through and out. So the cleansing action can function. Move with this downpour into your head. Focus the energy there. It's already flowing there, but your thought being there magnifies it. And then as you're aware of what happens in your head, the experience that you have there, that magnifies it even more. It grounds the action of the energy. If your mind drifts off, that's okay, but come back and experience what's going on here. Notice if there's anything on your mind that's uncomfortable, that's troubling, worrisome. You're pulled into somewhere else, something else. So focus the energy right into anxiety, mental stress. Think of the presence of your higher self right there, magnified presence, in that simple, easy way. And it's your higher self that does the work here with the anxiety, using the light. Now that's going to continue. The light will stay there working as you move with the downpour on into your lower jaw, your neck, the muscles of your neck and the vertebrae, and on down into your shoulders and upper back. And feel the touch of the light here. Here where we hold most tension usually, the muscles of the shoulders and upper back, relax, let the light and your higher self work for you there, and feel the presence of all of the beings of light you're unified with, our family of light. They're helping to lift the load. We take on more than is our personal load. many very dedicated spiritual people walk around, they're carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders because of the deep desire to be of help through a world in crisis. But we don't need to do it that way. Let the light flow in and let many hands, many beings of light work with that. Feel the energy flowing down your arms, to your hands. And feel your hands filled with light, light flowing through the palms. Focus the downpour into your lungs. As you breathe easily, feel the breath taking in the energy and exhaling old, tired energy. And then focus your energy in your heart. Move with enlightened awareness into your heart. Experience the crystal clear light there. Your heart, light it up. And notice if there is something troubling your heart. Sadness, regret. Frustration. Things that can afflict the heart is endless, but the way of dealing with it is just focusing the energy there and letting your higher self work with the energy in your heart. Magnify presence. Be receptive in your heart to this help. And your higher self is backed up by so many. You, as a personality, may be very new to working with light. But that doesn't matter. Your higher self is as expert as can possibly be. All of ours are. So as we're unified working together, whatever skill level we have outwardly, tremendous skill inwardly. And that's why we can just let and open. Focus a downpour into your liver. The lower rib cage. Energy flowing through it. Just be present there with the light and observe what comes into your awareness. Of what's going on in your liver, what feelings are there. You feel the presence of the energy flowing through it, detoxifying it, cleansing, purifying the liver. Magnify presence here. Magnify sounds like kind of doing. Rather, it's letting and being aware and opening and being receptive. Your liver works hard enough. It doesn't need to work at this. The energy keeps flowing through, notice what changes. Whether it's a very subtle change or something more directly noticeable. The light is working there. And bring your attention to your solar plexus. Right there, below the lower tip of the sternum and back, behind your stomach. And from there, you focus. focus the energy through all of your nerves throughout your body. So you feel this from the nerve endings in your scalp, through your body, down your back, all the way down your legs. As energy works to cleanse and clear the nerves so that you have clearer perception and less nervousness. It's a lot of territory for the brain to be thinking about all at once. We have like tens of thousands of miles of nerves. So magnify the presence of your higher self. And it's all throughout, all the time. So it can be working on every single nerve fiber without you having to think of this one and that one and that one. And feel the presence of many more beings of light that are there in support of you. Helping with the work, but also in deep appreciation of the fact that you're doing this work. Because you're bringing more light into Earth. The flow of energy throughout your abdomen, upper abdomen and then lower abdomen below your waist, flowing through your pelvis, right into the bones that you're sitting on and the muscles that are holding you in your hip joints, and then on through your upper legs, and the bones within to the skin, into your knees, your lower legs, ankles and feet. And your feet are still open as we downpour with the star all the way through the body, from head to feet. Now, the person who just came on, if you'd please press star 6 to mute your phone. Feel a shower of energy over your skin, all around you, clearing the space right around your body. When we have to deal with our reality family or friends or co-workers, people, then we can feel sometimes intruded on by their energy. So you can keep your own personal space clear with this shower of energy that extends around you, throughout your personal spaces. Now think of the soles of your feet being closed, energy filling back up through your body. Gradually, like liquid filling a glass. Be receptive so that your very cells are filling with this, coming and lift up to your waist, on up through your upper abdomen and torso, shoulders, arms and hands, neck, head, overflowing out the top of your head. Bring your hands up in front of you, about a foot apart, palms facing each other, and let the energy flow from one hand to the other. And bring your hands slowly toward each other, and that will help you to feel the energy even more. It gets concentrated there. And slowly draw your hands apart. And there's sort of a stretching sensation or you may feel something else. Just notice what you feel. The most important thing about doing this is having your own experience, not just this with the hands, but the whole session. Feeling the experience that comes to you. Now let your hands come back to rest on your thighs, or wherever, and feel the overflowing fountain of energy continuing, expanding all around you. Feeling the field of life energy that surrounds you. Providing added protection and energy. Good. Now, return to your star 6 inches above your head, 3 inches in size. Think of it stopping the downpour. And it responds to your thought immediately. Now think of it rising up above your head to 3 feet above, expanding to about 3.5 feet from tip to tip. And you feel kind of an up-pulling as the star rises and gets bigger. Now move with your star forward and down in front of you in an arc that will take it down to about 12 feet below your feet. In your field, down below your feet. And each of us can work at the level we've been trained in. Star arrives here, it aligns with the central vertical axis of light that extends from the top of your field to the bottom of your field, going right down through the center of the body, centered left to right and front to back, and going between your legs, following the curvature of the body if you're seated. Centers on the axis, think of it spinning counterclockwise as you look down on it, that is, the front of it would be spinning from right to left around the axis. And this direction speeds up the clearing process, the cleansing and purifying, eliminating that which you don't need here. It's heavy, murky, unpleasant. Now, we don't eliminate it by spinning it out of our field, out into the planet. That would be pollution. Rather, we spin it into the fires of the star. So think of the energy of the star becoming more intense. So it's like a consuming fire. You don't need to imagine it. Just think it, and your higher self does this. Now, things tend to settle to the bottom of the field. Negative feelings, thoughts, and stuff in our life. And it can get pretty dense down here. So think of the presence of your higher self, magnified presence, in this area. And be open to the support of all of us as beings of light and other members of our family of light. Come in and help with the heavy lifting here. Lifting things into the fires, and then they stop being heavy as they're processed in the fires. And having got those things, relax and experience. Let that happen. Now raise your spinning star slowly up toward your feet. It rises along the central vertical axis, clearing the field as it passes through each area. Loads are pulled into the spinning star where they're processed in the fires. Feel the star approaching your feet. You may feel warmth as it approaches, or a tingling vibration, or even discomfort there as they get ready to let go of load. Spinning star touches your feet. Raise it up into your feet, up into your lower body, rising up your legs, encompassing your pelvis and lower abdomen to your waist. And then let it be here, spinning throughout your lower body. And I think many of you are already magnifying presence. Relaxing into a good unloading as loads are spun from out of your lower body. The fires are still working at high intensity, but the fires of the star do not harm anything that's actually you. You just dissolve the stuff that needs to be cleared away. Raise your spinning star up into your upper body. Feel it rising, reaching up through your torso, shoulders, up your neck, including your head, reaching above your head, and still extending below your hips. And hold it here, spinning. Clearing the whole upper body. You can focus this in any particular place. Magnify presence there. That'll intensify the energy. We'll just let it work throughout. Clearing loads from bones, from joints, from connective tissue, organs, skin. Clearing the brain a little more. Now raise your star on up, slowly rising out of the body, out of the head, until it's just touching the top of your head, spinning at very high speed. Feel the sensation in the crown of your head. Then rising up to 3 feet above your head again. And think of it opening for a downpour, this time spinning counterclockwise. Very high speed spin swirling down through your body, the deepest possible clearing. It's even deeper than before. It's washing loads out bottoms of your feet. By the time things reach the bottom of the field, they've been cleansed, and just the residue, the ash, is released into the planetary field. It's been purified. Okay, now stop the spinning and the downpour with just a thought. easy it is to do that. And then bring the star out in front. And instead of picturing it out in front, you may notice sensations in the front of your body as the star moves out in front. It's radiating light. It's kind of starshine on the front of your body. And then passing down below, arcing underneath to the same place, 12 feet below. Think of it spinning clockwise, aligned on the central vertical axis, spinning around it, around the star's own vertical axis. And this direction enhances absorbing the energy and assimilating the purified essence of what got processed here. A lot got processed, so there's a lot to reabsorb. Recycled, purified energy and newly enlightened awareness produced when we bring things into the fires. Magnify presence for this too. It's just as important as the clearing. In some ways it's even more important. Absorbing the good, the pure high frequency energy, what you learn by processing something. Now raise a spinning star up along your axis. At each area of the lower field, supported by the star in absorbing, in being filled with light. Counterclockwise clears things out. You don't want to leave things empty. Fill. Recharge your field with the purest energy there is. Feel it, the star approaching your feet, touching them, rising up into your lower body, to your waist. And then let it spin through your lower body. And the spin brings energy deep into the body tissues, all the structures, strengthening. And the light that they absorb helps them awaken even more to the higher self within them, the being of light that you are. That is a great support just to body consciousness. Each part, as each learns to feel that. So be deeply receptive to your own pure life energy. And raise your star up, as before, into your upper body, so it reaches above your head. Hold it there. And if there's any organ or any part of your upper body that's been feeling depleted, or under the weather, focus your awareness there, so that you magnify the light and the presence of your higher self. And that helps that part to relax and open and be receptive deeply to what it needs. And it's your higher self that knows what it needs in the terms of the light, of spiritual energy, of awakening. And that part of you may be comforted by you magnifying presence of your family of light, working with your higher self. When we work together as beings of light, it's important to realize all of those that are in support are backing up your higher self. It's you as a being of light who knows what needs to be done, and it does it. according to your actual design. The others support that actual design. Now raise your star on up until it's resting on top of your head, spinning clockwise still. And then slowly up. Again, you may feel a lifting, a pulling, till the star reaches 3 feet above your head. And then think of it opening for a third down force, spinning clockwise this time. Now through your whole body, your feet, your field, around your body, all parts then, having a chance to be deeply recharged. And to receive the essence of what was processed. That's how we grow and heal and learn. Processing something and then assimilating the essence of it. I think most spiritual people, that's where they're weakest in their practice, getting their reward, getting the benefit of the work that they've done by taking the time to sit and receive and enjoy. So stop the spinning, and again, the downpour of energy fills back up through your body, through your legs, on up through your torso, your neck, your head, overflowing out into the field all around you. And relax deeply into the presence of the energy so that your body systems can open and receive to the deepest level of consciousness, feeling filled, so that you feel that you have all of the energy to meet the day. As you continue assimilating both the purified energy of what's been processed, the light of your star, and the awareness that's been enlightened throughout the session. And magnify the presence of your higher self in every area. Your higher self will continue working with the light, even as you move your attention away from inner experience and into outer things. And experience the ongoing union that you have with your family of light, the community of light that's always there. And this community of light is always working. That is, there's somebody doing a session pretty much every hour of the day and night somewhere on the planet. So the light is being earthed. And of course there are other disciplines doing work in their way throughout the planet as well. So with this work continuing, begin to bring your attention to more objective focus by touching with enlightened awareness into the place 6 inches above the top of your head and into your hands and feet. Now, grounded in this way, stay in touch with the connection that you have with all of us and the larger family of light as you continue into your day.